señor presidente.
Chairman, thank you to the panelists for their presentations. Spain believes it's crucial to incorporate systematically the humanitarian perspective into the various facets of our foreign policy. That's why we've developed in recent years intense work on the agenda of protection of civilians, promoting respect of international humanitarian law, training of our troops in peacekeeping operations, and provision of humanitarian assistance. We've promoted major progress in the humanitarian agenda for POC, both in specific contexts as well as through Security Council resolutions, as is the case with 2286 on protection of healthcare and humanitarian personnel in conflict, or 2321 on the trafficking of human beings. Spain has also promoted the agenda of women, peace and security, the Security Council resolution, youth, peace and security, and in particular the Safe Schools Declaration. This set of initiatives has a clear part to play when it comes to youth and conflict, which is a priority for our country. Given the magnitude of grave violations against children in the more than 100 active conflicts around the world and their direct impact on the rights of children, as noted by the various panelists this morning. Attacks against populations, critical civilian infrastructure like schools and hospitals, and water supply, food supply, energy systems are sadly frequent in contexts like Afghanistan, Syria, Mali, and Ukraine. The direct consequences of such attacks on women and children in those places are huge, as we've heard this morning from various sources. Therefore, we're aligning our action on four priorities: protection of health in conflict, protection of education, protection of rights of women and children, and especially combating SGBV, humanitarian access, and protection of humanitarian personnel. All these are reflected in our first humanitarian diplomacy strategy for the first